Before we begin this episode, first of all, I want to apologize for the short episode that we're gonna have today. As some of you already know, my cat Tsukuyomi passed away on Saturday the 8th. It was one of the hardest decisions I have ever made in my life. The doctor gave me the option to either do the operation, it wasn't guaranteed, and she might be suffering more, or just, you know, put her to sleep. And I just, you know, I think for me the most humane option was to put her to sleep, and yeah, that's why, you know, it happened. So because of this circumstance, I wasn't myself, so I didn't write any notes for the podcast. I wasn't looking for any news or anything like that. So yeah, the decision I made, you know, still eats me alive, man. It's really hard. So just, yeah, just forgive me for the very short episode again. I just hope next episode, next week, I'll be feeling better. And you know, have some fun. I have, like we usually do. And yeah, let's just begin with this mini episode. It might be maybe 10 minutes long. Still not feeling myself 100%. Again, I do apologize for it. Just forgive me. I just didn't wanna, you know, I just wanted to keep you guys updated on what's going on. And, you know, I think we're just better saying it, what's going on, than just not making an episode. At least, you know, we get a little bit of content too. But that was my week. Haven't really, you know, been just in my house. And I did go to a One Piece tournament on Monday, you know, just to distract myself. And on Wednesday, I went with your friend to go eat some, to Buffalo Wild Wings, to go eat some wings. I haven't seen him for a while, you know, he came back from Japan. And you know, I've been to Japan too, so we just wanted to talk about our experience in Japan. And again, just to get distracted, you know, instead of just wondering, you know, well, you know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, let's start with the mini episode. The only news that I have is from One Piece Odyssey. So Bandai finally announced the new DLC called Reunion of Memories. They took a little mini trailer as well. So there's like a girl that looks kind of like Link diapers, like dressed in black clothes and with a black cube, and then the Straw Hats are sent back to Alabasta. But it's different from the last time. You can always just check the trailers, you know, it's not a lot of information yet, but you could just check the trailer on YouTube. Just put One Piece Odyssey Reunion Memories and watch the trailer. It's pretty cool. If I'm not mistaken, I think you get to see Luffy poking his nose, you know, typical Luffy. We still don't have a release date for the DLC, and for sure it should be coming out this year. Obviously, I don't think it'll win to next year. That would be pretty stupid of them if they do. But I'm excited. I still haven't purchased the DLC, but once it comes out, I'll buy it, because I tend to purchase the DLC and then I forget about it and then I don't play it. It's just me, man. I stopped playing Fighters as well. I started playing it on last Sunday, and just to distract myself. And I passed the first half, but then after the first half, you know, you go to the villain side of you, so you kind of get the whole full story. Because if you just play the hero side, you kind of wonder, like, wait, what the fuck is going on? You don't get all the details that you're missing, so you gotta play both. I still haven't passed it yet, but it should be, you know, coming in shortly. So speaking of Fighters, I do not recall if I mentioned this on a previous episode, but when Fighters Brawley came out, we made a tournament with my brothers and my friends, and whoever got first place won the figure that came with the game for the collector's edition, the Goku. Second place got some other Dragon Ball stuff, and third place got more Dragon Ball stuff. Of course, the first place got the best one, second best, price, and third one, you know, just get like one item. I think, I don't recall, it was years ago. And we're planning on doing the same thing. And before that though, we said no one could play the demo because the demo came out. It was all whatever, you know, while we're battling, you know, fighting against someone else, you just learn the controls from there. So no one was allowed to play the demo before the tournament, because it wouldn't be fair. But honestly, my friend, the one that won the figure, I'm pretty sure he played the fucking demo. I'm like 90% sure he did. He still denies it to this day, but we all know he fucking did. Anyway, so yeah, we tried to make another tournament. We're pricing, you know, third place, second place, and first place, obviously. And it's gonna be Dragon Ball related items. We're probably thinking, I haven't really talked with my brothers and my friends, but maybe some little minifigures, maybe some booster packs or like a starter deck or something for the card game, because you know, they just look they look amazing. And we're gonna be doing that hopefully by the end of this month or the beginning of next month. Once we do, you know, I'll let you guys know the results of the tournament, hopefully. Because last time they didn't get top three. Hopefully this time I'll be number one. You know, your boy Unlimited though is gonna be number one, hopefully. And speaking of Dragon Ball, so if you guys are following me on my social media, you guys saw that I posted a picture of the 05 booster boxes from the new set Power Absorb. I was gonna make a video of them. I have five of them. I was gonna make five different videos. I tried to go live once on YouTube, but the quality was so fucking garbage. So like, you know what, I'm sorry guys, I just didn't, and I just terminated within like 5 minutes or so, and I haven't gone live. I talked to this other YouTuber that, you know, that I talked to, and what he used, and the quality, it's pretty good. So he downloads this other app. I have it on my phone, but I just don't remember where it is. So I'm gonna try to go live to open some more of the other boxes. So I was thinking about opening some boxes live and then do an actual video, not going live and open one booster box. But that didn't happen yet. And you know, because of what happened on Saturday, I believe, what day was it? Monday, actually, that's when I opened the booster box. Like, you know what? I'm gonna open a booster box. No video, no recording, just, you know, good old opening packs. And yeah, I was opening one pack at a time, taking my sweet ass time, looking at the cards, you know, starting dividing them in colors, because now we want to put it in bulk, the already dividing color, just in case if I want to build a deck or gotta look for qualities. I go through the set and the colors of the or whatever cards I'm looking for. And so yeah, I was opening, so I do want to build an Android 21 deck, because you know, she's waifu material, so of course I had to build an Android 21 deck. She got a new support, and she's blue as well. Her, you know how in Dragon Ball, the card game, there's green, yellow, red, black, and blue. I don't know if I'm missing another one. I think that's all of them. But yeah, she's blue. So the two decks that I have from Dragon Ball actually was Kid Buu and Gogeta, and both of them blue decks. So they're like the old ones from like, oof, back in the day. yeah, so this time I want to build an Android 21 deck. Majin Buu got more support too. He's yellow. I'm still probably going to build one. Once I open all my booster boxes, hopefully I'm able to have enough cards to build both the Majin Buu and the Android 21, or at least have most of the cards so that I don't have to spend more money on them. And I'm just excited. I don't know if every booster box, because the booster box comes with the top card, you know, like Digimon and Dragon Ball, how they have it, same thing. And I don't know if they all come with the same one, but I got Android 21. I'm like, oh cool, Android 21, perfect. And then on the third, the third pack, I put, because it goes by, let me actually check real quick. I don't want to like fuck it up. So there's, we got rares, we got, so there's common cards, uncommon rares, we got super rares, and then we got the special rares, and then we get the secret rares. The secret rare that I pulled was at Android 21, so like it's meant to be, you know, third pack magic. I did put like more Android 21 stuff, I believe. Yeah, because it was a promo one, and then it was the secret rare. I mean, the special rare, because I don't think it was, yeah, no, because the secret rare, it's only three of them, is Android 21, Vegeta, and Golden Cooler. I didn't put any of the secret rares, so it was, yeah, it was a special rare, if I'm not mistaken, and it was, you know, the waifu Android 21. So I think it was meant to be for me to choose that character. I mean, to build that deck, because, you know, I'm getting the cards. I already got some sleeves for the deck. I was going to go with pink. But your boys and Ultimate Guard, I love using their sleeves, Ultimate Guard, but just the katana or the cortex, but especially the katana though. But they don't sell pink, so I decided to go with this. I don't know if they sell purple for the katana one, gotta double check. They probably do, but what's gonna take longer to get the sleeves. And so I decided to go with this teal color, which I'm pretty sure it's gonna match perfect with her pink color too, because it doesn't matter, anything will match with waifu Android 21. And yeah, that, like I said, this was pretty short episodes. Again, I wasn't, you know, this whole week I haven't been myself. And but of course we're still gonna have the character of the week, and you guys probably have an idea of what character I'm talking about. And it's of course gonna be Android 21. And yep, you know, I gotta go with the wife of Android 21. She's the character of the week. And that's it for the podcast. Again, thank you guys for just listening to this mini episode. I do apologize. Hopefully next week will be a better week for me. And again, if you have any questions or anything, don't forget to send me an email at samurai summit podcast@gmail.com. Follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter. Follow me on Discord. Join our Discord again. Everything, all the handles are gonna be on the sign out. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, you know. Watch my videos, give a thumbs up. It helps out a lot. I really appreciate it. And with that, we see you hopefully next week. Your boy Do, it's out.